I don't know what we're fucking doing this morning, but maybe this is the BSP show. Maybe it's not. Maybe this is the... maybe we're on Listen Live Live. I have no fucking idea. I don't know what's on. It looks like we're still streaming. Okay, so we're streaming. So here's the thing. We do not yet have video for the video cast because Akamai is doing maintenance, I guess scheduled maintenance, right smack dab in the middle of the morning drive on the West Coast, which is a stupid motherfucking thing to do. But hey, who am I to tell them their business? Maintenance in the middle of the West Coast feed. I've had the American flag flying here. I've got the beach flying. We've lost our ability to green screen on camera two. So it's sort of a clusterfuck this morning. But hey, what would this show... There I am. Hi. So we're not green screening properly here. Let me get over to the beach at least. We're not green screening properly on camera two. And let's see what else. So here is the thing. We're going to have a regular show at 9 o'clock.
You know, you're absolutely sure of that.
Who gives a shit at this point, Margaret? We're going to have a show at 9 o'clock, but in the process, I don't know what we've got as far as a picture goes. So if you are a Backstage Pass member, don't worry about it. You're going to get the video cast. What video cast you get is going to be one fucked up looking thing. Because right now, like I said, I cannot get any green screen happening for me on camera two. That's the kind of shit that just pisses me off, you know. Some people may not think it's that important. I think it's fucking huge. Now I got to figure out why that's happening. No fucking idea. No earthly idea. Background. There we go. I think I've got something going on here, man, but I'm not sure what. Now I found out what's wrong. Very fucked up picture. Why is there a big motherfucking line over here, man? What is that? What the fuck is that? Oh, I dig. Okay, we're on a totally fucked up looking. So what you're listening to right now, folks, is me trying to adjust our video cast, which is a complete and utter disaster this morning. And why that is, I don't know. I have no background here. Why do I not have background? What in the fuck is up with this, man? See, this is our background. Maybe we'll just work with a black background this morning. How about that? I think that works. I feel like I'm Charlie fucking Rose, you know? What do you think? Good morning, Charlie Rose here, and we have a very interesting guy. Okay, so this is our pre-show. You know, we're sort of giving you the free pre-show here this morning. What do you think? I think it's good. I think it's good. I think we're going to start the show at a half hour. You got an extra half hour of the free show this morning because we have no video cast. And again, the reason for this is there is maintenance being done.
Now, who is doing the maintenance again?
It's called Akamai or something like that. What it is, Phil?
Yeah, it's Akamai. And Akamai is the company that provides our streaming. It's a fantastic company. I'm not bad-mouthing you, Akamai. I'm not criticizing at all. I would say, however, that scheduled maintenance for morning fucking drive on the West Coast. Do you understand some of this shit is... Okay. But I know you don't want to inconvenience yourselves because... However, I'll tell you this. Akamai is fantastic. We did have Bright Cove. And, General, you remember that.
I don't know. Oh, are those... Oh, Jesus. I used to take the calls from these guys and everything was just... Yeah, I'd tell about it.
Okay, Bud, what was Bright Cove?
Bright Cove was good... But it was expensive, and they didn't know how to do it.
Yeah, that's right. They forgot how to do it.
What do you mean they forgot how to do it?
Well, Bright Cove was the very first attempt at streaming iSystem, you know, at streaming for all of our iOS subscribers, Apple subscribers, etc. And they were half-assed, just really half-assed. They had this whole fucking relay set up. It was a piece of shit. Akamai seems to have their shit tightly packed and together, and they've been doing it, and you know, I think they saw that there was the possibility they were going to lose some customers to some of these other companies. But if Akamai, you had nothing to worry about, man, if the other companies were like this fucking Bright Cove. Now, not, again, no offense to Bright Cove. You guys do a lot of things great. Bright Cove offered a lot of... They offered a lot of production capability. They had video players, and they had groovy things that you could do with the grooviness that you is, you know.
No, I don't speak this just language you speak, Phil. We have the grooviness that you is.
Phil sometimes gets into, he uses a lot of substitute words to replace the proper word that you should use because his mind doesn't work fast enough. That's basically it.
That it, Miss Enemy? Your mind not working?
My mind works fine. I'm just lazy. In the morning when I'm tired, I'm lazy. Right. So that's that. So do you want to look at a black screen all morning? What do you want to do?
Well, I think it looks absolutely atrocious. I think this is not what people pay their subscription for.
God knows. But there isn't a whole holy fucking hell of a lot I can do here, man. Let me look here, dude. Oh. No, that didn't do it. You got me. You got me, Sugar Bear. DDR? 2? Utility delegate. What the fuck, bitch? If I delegate utility to 1, to disk 1, no. So if I delegate utility DDR to disk 2, ooh, that's weird. Look at this. Strange. Oh, look. Oh, no, I can't do that, man. Anyway, we're just fucking around here. What the fuck was that? Okay, there's the background. Why can't I put that background in behind? So we're, as I say, let's get to it, man, and talk about what the fuck's happening, because you guys didn't pay to, you know, you're not paying your money, or you're not actually listening for free. You're not listening for free just to hear any old folder roll. We want to thank Ed Elcott for joining us on Saturday. That was our BSP-only show. Ed Elcott. We also had Beans Haberstam, or whatever the fuck that broad's name, that little tiny broad's name is.
Phil, that's a child. You don't call it a 4-year. Oh, my God.
Well, it's a 4-year-old child, for God's sake. I've got a granddaughter that should be that old. I don't have a granddaughter. If I did, she'd be about that old. I think, I don't know.
Do you have kids that would have had granddaughters?
I've got kids, but no, they wouldn't have granddaughters. Not yet, anyway. Well, now it's too late.
What does that mean?
Because my grandson, Eddie, is now 21. His father is 45.
How old are you?
I'm 59.
So you had him when you were 14.
Hey, way to do the math.
All right.
What's with this? He's got that smile on his face all...
I don't even want to ask what that's about.
Good. There's a break. That's a big break.
Don't be a smartass, General.
No, that's a huge break.
All right. So the show, as it is going to be constituted this morning, will be constituted thusly. We're going to talk about, when is this goddamn Ferguson thing going to come down? Anybody got a clue as to when this goddamn motherfucking, just fucking make the fucking, do the fucking decision, you fucked up pieces of shit. Although maybe they're taking their time over this. Maybe this new evidence. Maybe they're looking, ooh, baby. These cops with their leaks, all you guys are doing down there is fucking things up. You're fucking things up more and more and more and more. You would think all white police force, with a what appears to be a pretty stupid fucking white police chief, and you got every racist motherfucker in the world all over America pounding the drum because they know, see, they live there about as close to it as I do, and God knows they know more about it than the fucking people that were goddamn watching it. These motherfuckers who know exactly what happened. Hey, did you see the grand jury report? Fuck you, you fucking white pig motherfuckers. I'm sorry, you know, I see the problem more and more every goddamn day. Fuck you and your worries about black racism. That, you know, it is a reactive thing. If you are too fucking stupid to figure out there's black racism as a reaction to the way they were treated by whites, well, that was then, this is now. Well, stop with your that was then, this is now, and try to open your stupid motherfucking ears and eyes and see what is happening right now. Anyway, God damn it. You keep looking for a fucking excuse to be a fucking cunt. Try to find an excuse to maybe see things a little bit more clearly. If there's people that are 3 feet away and your fucking ass is sitting in Tacoma fucking Washington, how the fuck do you know better than that person what happened?
Because I'm looking at what
the autopsy report has not been released. A bunch of fucking cops in Missouri leaked that shit. And who knows what they leaked, whether that shit was for real or not. So let's take a look here. God damn it. Let me ask you a question. If it comes back that this guy is going to be indicted, is the Klan going to riot? Is the Ku Klux Klan going to get up a pair of fucking balls on them and go down to Ferguson and try their fucking bullshit down there? Where do you guys get off, motherfucker? What makes you think you'll go to Ferguson with your fucking brickbats and your brickbats and your axe handles and your guns? What makes you think you won't be met with the same fucking thing? Now, I know you get off on intimidating people with your fucking bed sheets, but you know, life is not like it was in 1963 Mississippi. Now there's these young fucking bucks in the street that have got no problem at all. No problem at all mixing up with your tired, fucking ugly ass, white ass, fucking Klan ass, okay? So, let me see. News. Chuck Hagel resigns. Got it. What's up with Ferguson? Uncertainty upends lives as Ferguson awaits grand jury decision. When is this decision going to be? Well, the grand jury's out, man. I don't know. The longer this bullshit takes, you got 3 black jurors, the rest are white. You got a town that's all black. What the fuck? Ferguson braces for grand jury decision. A reason to run for 2 men. The road leads to Ferguson. Obama calls for calm after Ferguson decision. Sees improved U.S. race relations. Ferguson tense ahead of grand jury decision. On a night of peaceful protests in Ferguson, one reporter's arrest breaks the... Nice going, Mr. Reporter. Breaks the calm. And who was the reporter? Some nosy-ass fucking white asshole? They've got a new temporary leadership of Lieutenant Jerry Lohr of the St. Louis County Police Department. So it's a county cop. So you've got county cops now running the show down there in Ferguson, not some fucking police chief. Let's see what happened here. There was an arrest Saturday night of a urinalist, and we'll be ready to start the regular show. We're having to do it with a black background here, as you can see. If you guys are watching here on the tape version of Phil TV in HD, we are recording this, so nobody is seeing this live. Hopefully there's been a post somewhere on our website and maybe even on social media. Let me see here. I'm going to put something up here. Okay. Let me see here. All right. What was I looking to do here, man? Going on social media, that was it. Shit. Okay, where we at, man? Where we at?
Where the bay at?
They used to tell me I couldn't get too far alone. I don't know how my name got so fucked up in spell check, but when I enter in Phil Hendry, it tells me that it's supposed to be like, you know, Akbar Aliyan Khan, some bullshit. I'm now Muslim. Well, that's, you know, I ain't gotta fucking worry about it. So check us out on TuneIn, bitch. Fucking TuneIn ain't sharing over, man. That's the problem that I'm having here with this goddamn piece of shit. All right. Hi, I can hear myself. That's really cool. Hi, I'm listening to the Phil Hendry Show on TuneIn right now, man. Post. See, it won't send, bitch. It ain't sending, bitch. All right, we are still in the throes of our pre-show here, folks. And we are doing the pre-show live for you, and this is a special added attraction. Because, why is that? Because we have lost our video cast for this morning. So for those of you who are non-subscribers, you are listening to a rather unusual occasion. Our pre-show is usually about, you know, show prep, etc. But this particular game that we're playing here this morning has to do with adjusting to a maintenance issue or to a technical issue. Let me turn this shit down. Phil Hendry Show is streaming live. And Phil Hendry pre-show is streaming live and free now on TuneIn. Bang. All right. All right, I got to get ready here. I got to get ready to get my shit together here. So, y'all, thank you for being with us. It's time to rock and roll. Let me see where we at. Hold on. Fuck me. God damn it. They used to tell me I couldn't go too far. All right, you ready to go? Here we go, folks. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.